And joining us, actor, writer, producer, last seen on a bunch of stuff, and he's got a new show called Trolls, Trollstopia, and also he's promoting Chopped 420, which 420, I think that's that weed date. 420 is also Hitler's birthday, but that's neither here nor there. Let me welcome Mr. Ron Funches.
We're definitely promoting one and not the other, Professor Hunter.
Good to see you. Let me change my name because I can't have people who don't know me calling me that.
Yeah, I like it though.
This is my Hunter College Zoom. So they can't call me by my first name. So I got to make sure that they know.
Whatever you want it. I call you professor, whatever
right.
you want.
All right, Ron Funches. So I've watched you on Talking Dead. They like you a lot on there. My girl, my friend Yvette Nicole Brown's on there a lot. So you like The Walking Dead, and I've seen you in a lot of things. And I want to go to the weed. Because we were just talking about Joe Biden, you know, the administration firing a bunch of people and asking them to resign over whether or not they have partaken in the fort in the bud. And I thought that was egregious because it's not legal federally. So tell me about this Chopped 420.
Yeah, Chopped 420 is basically a spinoff of the Chopped franchise. It's been going for like 50 seasons now.
Chopped. This is where the cooks get together, and then and then they chop people until you get to the final.
Exactly.
So now y'all putting cannabis into the mix with the food.
You got it right away.
I'm right there. Well, I thought Chop was like maybe a chopper, maybe it was some motorcycle thing with the maybe Sons of Anarchy type of with the. I didn't know what. So Chopped is the food show, the challenge, and what are you doing with it?
I'm hosting it.
What? So yeah, the guy with the glasses. This is your show. All right,
it's my show.
So what? How do people qualify? See how excited I got because I watched Chop. How do people qualify? Do you have to know how to cook?
Yeah. Well, at least for now. That's how I got the job is that I ended up doing one of the celebrity chops and I was horrible. I couldn't cook at all. And but I am a charming person. So they liked me and they eventually offered me to host this version of Chop where we have esteemed, wonderful chefs who also know a lot about cooking with, working with and healing with cannabis. And so we use it to kind of further that conversation all while having a great time. And it was great because it was the first time I ever got a contract where they put it in that I had to be okay with getting high as opposed to them forcing me not to get high.
Wow.
Yeah, and me too.
So this is on Discovery Plus, which I just got. So I'm good. I got Discovery Plus. I had to get another streaming platform. I'm all right with that. When does this kick off?
On April 20th. Perfect day for it.
Look at that.
Yeah, everything's coming together.
I see it. All right.
I want to go back to Chop 420 because I really enjoy that line of shows. Mm-hmm. So I have no connection to weed culture, none of that. Mm-hmm. Never had marijuana. I know people talk about edibles, but so on this show, they're actually like cooking with like cannabis infused oils and butters and meats. How does that work?
Yeah, absolutely. They're cooking with the plant itself. Sometimes they're shaving it down and roasting it or infusing the smoke into items. There's a whole greenhouse, a Chop 420 greenhouse that has some of the best strains, some products that didn't even exist until we made this show, like cannabis flower, cannabis sugar, either with THC, with just CBD. And so it's not just like, I think, you know, when you think of edibles, you think of things like that, you think brownies, cookies, that's like the most you get. But we're talking about people like cooking roasted duck,
right,
that's infused with sour diesel. And like these like five-star chefs cooking with cannabis. So even like it's got all of it. So if you're into the food, it's there for you. If you like marijuana, it's there for you. And if you don't, we're there describing it and telling you the journey we're going on.
And it's the same three rounds, right? So you got your appetizer, your meal, and then the dessert round.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, Lamont. This is fascinating.
It is fascinating. That's what I was gonna say. Do you sign a contract that said you're okay with it, but is everybody like literally high while they're taping the show or as they progress sampling the plates?
The only people, well, I was probably one of the least high people because I'm hosting. And so I'm trying to keep everything rolling. The chefs are not allowed to get high while they are cooking, of course, to make sure that they do not cut themselves, even though they did still cut themselves. But the judges definitely were pretty high. We had one of my favorite comedians, up and coming comedian, Takara Williams, and she was there, and she was not that used to dealing with edibles, and by the end of the afternoon she was just like stuck. I had to wake her up a couple of times. I mean, like, she forgot what she was reviewing, she forgot she was judging.
So do they control the amounts of it? Because, you know, like, if you eat a whole entire brownie, you could be knocked out. So are you having an entire roast duck meal?
Oh, no, no, infused with definitely. We definitely keep it moderated, but it is also up to the chef how much they put in there. But there is a cap that they were not to exceed.
Wow. So Alex Guarnaschelli and Aron, I can't remember his name now, but he was also in Gordon Ramsay's there's a Top Chef thing that he does. So they're not, y'all not bringing the same host from Chopped over.
Mm-hmm. No, Ted, as much as I respect Ted Allen and then think it's wonderful that he hosted, like, I think 50 something seasons of this show. I don't think he's the right guy marijuana wise. I think I'm the right guy.
Yeah, no. I'm talking about the judges though. So who, because they have world-class, you know,
We got world-class judges. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So who are some of the judges and will we know them? Like, you know, even who's the man from that does the rooster thing in Harlem? From the Marcus Samuelson is one of the hosts on Chopped. I've seen him on Chopped as well. Who do you have judging?
Oh, absolutely. We have some wonderful judges. Some people who are the past winners of Chopped, Luke Reyes. We have Esther Choi, who is the owner of several restaurants, and I call her the dumpling queen. She's the queen of making dumplings. We have an amazing marijuana activist and drag queen, Laganja Estranja. We have Sam Talbot, who's like he's like everywhere. He's an author. He's he's in several cooking shows. He's been on Top Chef. He's been on everything. So, we made sure everything was top flight when it came to this, because it's got the Chop name on it. We couldn't come half.
I'm so bad that I didn't come up with this idea. This is brilliant.
Right.
Great.
Right.
I love
freaking
it.
Brilliant. Oh, man. So Sherelle in Ohio is a chef and she wants to shoot her shot with you to get on Chopped. Chopped 420. Hey, Sherelle.
Hey, how y'all doing? And Lamont, Ms. Joelle, everyone.
Hey.
The mom. And so I am a chef and I love food. And I think that this show coming up is going to be really fun and exciting. And it's really, you know, just to kind of trigger just the thoughts of food and the possibilities. And currently I am in a contest called Favorite Chef. And I encourage you all to vote for me, to actually take a look at my profile and vote. I'm very passionate about children and food literacy and showing them how healthy food choices can impact themselves as well as their communities at an early age. We do gardening, healthy food demos with them and their families, especially children who have like diabetes and other chronic diseases. So please, I'm very excited. Thanks for taking my call. And Chef Sherelle, if you go on favechef.com and look at Chef Sherelle, S-H, it's like the Sherelles, S-H-I-R-E-L-L-E. My mom is a big Motown fan, so please thank and I'll be tuning in to Chop 420, and I would love a shot to be on Chop. Peace.
All right. So thank you. All right, Chef Sherelle, you better do that. So Ralph Funches, excuse me. I call you Ron Funches. If people out there want to get on Chop 420, they can cook and they have the understanding of the cannabis. How do they become a Chop 420 chef?
Mostly they can hit Discovery Plus, and then I'm sure they'll send you over to the producers who get you. I guess it'll be just an application, but we're open to always get more people. And that's what I love what you were saying, because that's one of the things I love when I went to go shoot it, was not just like dealing with food and marijuana, which are two things I love anyway, but people talking about it helped. One of the people I felt blessed to meet from the shooting was a young woman named Chef Maverick, who is a self-trained chef, never went to any accredited school, and is out there. She had Crohn's disease, and she was out there you know, using marijuana to kind of treat that. And then also was dealing with the fact that so many edibles, you don't know what's in them. You don't know the things. And so she wanted us out there to put health first, and to see the way that she cooked and the way that she was so passionate. You guys should also check her out on Instagram, Chef Maverick, just because and just the fact that she's a Black owned female company on her own making marijuana treats. And I think that's the future of this whole country. And I love that stuff. So please, Chef Sherelle, please, I will check your profile out and see what we could do.
All right. All right. How often do you partake in the marijuana, Ron Funches?
Every day.
Every day. So
yeah. If just outside of this camera is my bong and several things of weed. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, all right. Well, we'll let you know that.
I got it, Karen.
You got it. Go ahead, Lamont.
So you would know, you were saying you wish you had a thought of Chopped 420. Mm-hmm. So I got the spinoff for us.
Okay.
You know, Top Chef.
Okay.
Top Spliff.
Oh.
That's it right there. Top Spliff.
I don't know that.
You got to come.
Know,
it's a rolling competition. It's a rolling competition. And then you see, you know what I'm saying?
Clear. Blunt roller would win.
Wait, so you already told everybody you don't do marijuana. You've never used it.
I'm a creator.
I've never used it, but this tells me that you don't use marijuana.
Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Like, I can jump on and tell you right away, because one of the greatest things about these chef shows is looking at the food, looking at everything, looking at all the colors and everything. The last thing I want to see is a close up of a guy licking a freaking spliff.
That's all
I
want to
see right. That at all.
And because of that, Ron Funches, you're out. No, we're out. All right. Nice to meet you, brother. I know you got to run. Come back. We're going to support all of the things you're doing. You are a lovely person. And yes, I'm definitely down with the Chop 420. I will be watching that on Discovery Plus for sure. Thanks for being here today. I appreciate you.
Thank you for having me. The pleasure to meet you.
All right, you too. Nice guy. All right.
Top Spliff.
Lamont, work on. We got Top Spliff. No, it's not going to work. He just said the licking is not.
Well, you ain't got the
licking. I'm a pothead and that's not even.
Yeah, we were underwhelmed. Come on, Lamont. Okay. Go back to the drawing board. It's all right. Okay. All ideas are just ideas. We're spitballing. When we come back, we'll have more. And hey, family. Help Lamont out. What show can we do to spin off of what Chop 420 is doing? We don't want to do exactly what they're doing, but there's opportunities here. I smell it too. I smell the weed.